The last 5 months have been really unusual for me, and I want to talk to you about my journey with pain, the lessons that God is teaching me. Now, if you would have asked me a few months ago, back in the month of August, Pastor Mark, how's your health? I would have told you that I'm really doing well. At 75, my energy level is high. I've no unusual aches or pains. I would have told you that a previous condition called MGUS is well under control. But then things dramatically changed. The last 5 months have been really unusual. Let me explain. In September, I noticed a rash on my left hip. That rash began to go around my back. I also noticed some very serious pain in my leg. When I attempted to get medical care, I was misdiagnosed, and the pain persisted. The rash got bigger. I couldn't sleep. I was up all night walking the floor. Finally, a medical physician friend of mine diagnosed me with shingles. But because I was diagnosed late, I had really a terrible time with it. The shingles lasted 2 months. The pain was intense. I wasn't able to sleep much. When I was attempting to teach or preach, I had to either hold on to the pulpit or hold on to a chair. After 8 weeks, that was just about over for a week or two. And I was giving a Bible study at our new retreat center. I was on the second floor explaining the second coming of Christ by pointing at Nathan Green's picture on the Blessed Hope. As I turned to point out something in the picture, I slipped and fell. Went down a flight and a half of stairs, hit the railing, cracked my sternum, cracked my ribs, went down the stairs on my back. Eventually, I was taken to the hospital. They said that there was blood, some internal bleeding. I was taken by ambulance from that hospital in Haymarket, Virginia, to a trauma center. And fortunately, the internal bleeding was from the external blow that took to my sternum. The pain was intense. It took another 6 or 8 weeks for that to clear up. And I was beginning to think, Lord, what's going on here? And then in the month of January, my wife and I said, well, let's go down to Florida, take a little break, and do our work from there with COVID-19. I can do my speaking from a variety of places. We got here, and one day we wanted to ride our bikes. And so I was putting a bike in the car. It got stuck in the door, and I went to twist it, and I heard a terrible cracking in my back, just like somebody cracking a stick, and went to my knees. Eventually had to be taken to the hospital and could not move, and discovered that there was some damage to the lower back. And for the last 6 or 8 weeks, I've been getting treatment for that. First, a series of injections, then something called an ablation, where they go in and burn the nerves. The last 5 months, one thing after the other, I teased my wife and I said, now, Teenie, if God is trying to teach me something, I really want to learn quick. I want to share with you my journey in pain and five lessons that God has taught me. You know, when you're lying flat on your back, you have an opportunity to do a lot of thinking. The first lesson that God is teaching me is this, that these bodies that we have are very frail. These bodies we have are very feeble. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 to 11, the Apostle Paul puts it this way, starting with the seventh verse. But we have this treasure, that is the treasure of Christ, that is the preciousness of Jesus. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So our bodies are like earthen vessels. The original language there says cracked pots. So we're feeble. It's really important to keep in mind that our bodies are subject to sickness, suffering, disease, and death. That health is a gift that God has given us to be appreciated, to be preserved, to be cared for. Now, notice what the Bible says. We're hard pressed on every side, yet we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life of Jesus may be manifest in our body. Here is the first thing that God has taught me through these last 5 months of pain, with the shingles, with the cracked sternum, with the ribs, with the serious back injury, God has taught me this, that no matter how good I think my health is, I'm always inches from disease. No matter how strong my body is, I'm just inches from that next accident. And what God has taught me is that health is a gift, and to cherish it, to value it. Every day you can walk, thank God. Every day you can take a deep breath, thank God. Every day you can have another healthy day without sickness, suffering, or pain, thank God. And if you are going through pain, quote the Apostle Paul, that you know that you have this treasure of Christ in this earthen vessel, and that we may be cast down, but we're not destroyed. Although the outward man is perishing, the inner person can be renewed day by day. Now, the second lesson that I've learned in my struggle is this, that Christ is always with us in our suffering, that he allows us at times to go through suffering so that we can comfort others in their suffering. Our pain helps us to be more sensitive to others who are going through pain. It deepens also our understanding of the pain that Christ went through. For example, 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 3 through 7. I think this is one of my favorite texts in the Bible on pain, on suffering. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 3 through 7. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comforts, who comforts us in all our tribulation. What does Jesus do? What does he do? He comforts us in tribulation. Why? That we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted of God. So going through this pain, I sensed the presence of God. When I was lying on my bed, couldn't get out of bed. It was so painful that I could not even get out of bed. If I had to go to the bathroom at night, my wife had to come and help me out of bed. I would almost fall on the floor because I couldn't get up. But I sensed that Christ was comforting me in the tribulation. Why? So that as I minister to others, I can understand their pain. I can understand what this physical suffering is like. Notice, next text, verse 4. Who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we might be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort that we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now, if we are afflicted, that's if we suffer, if we're going through pain, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we suffer. And our hope for you, verse 7, is steadfast, because we know that you are partakers of the suffering, so you'll partake of the consolation. Here's what Paul is saying. When we go through sufferings, it teaches us two basic lessons. The first lesson in suffering and pain is this. We who receive comfort from God are able to comfort others in their suffering. So pain then enables me to understand what others are going through so I can comfort them. But there's a second aspect that Paul is talking about in that passage of pain, and it is simply this. When we suffer, we understand Jesus' sufferings. Whatever physical suffering I have had these last 5 months is not near anything like Jesus' suffering on the cross. The physical pain, the mental pain, the anguish. So as we go through pain here, it helps us to identify with Christ's sufferings. It helps us to understand what he went through. So the first two lessons of pain, number one, our bodies are feeble. Number two is suffering, pain enables us to comfort others. It enables us to understand Jesus' suffering. Three, here is another aspect of pain that is so critically important that God gives to us. We never have to bear anything that Christ is not already borne for us and will not be there to strengthen us. This to me is a key point. As I lay there on my bed after my back injury saying, God, why 5 months of suffering? I began to think about the fact that Jesus, whatever I have to go through, you are here. Jesus, you're there by my side. You're there to strengthen me. You're there to encourage me. And the Apostle Paul points that out too in 2 Corinthians. We find it here in chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 9. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of revelation. See, sometimes God lays you flat on your back so that you will not have a proud, arrogant, exalted attitude, so that you give more glory to him. He allows that to happen. God never causes pain. He never causes suffering. He's the God of health. He's the God of healing. But at times he allows the natural result of the sinful world that we live in to take place. And in all that suffering, we can learn lessons. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan. Now notice God didn't cause it. It was a messenger of Satan. See, that shingles I had was a messenger of Satan. That cracked sternum, a messenger of Satan. The broken rib, a messenger of Satan. The back injury, a messenger of Satan. Why? To discourage me, to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded three times that it might be taken from me. And he said, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly will I boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Here, Scripture says, the Apostle Paul says, my grace is sufficient for thee. And I had to remember during that pain that God was going to get me through it, that he was going to get me through. Now, I'm not over it yet, frankly. I still experience this back pain, but it's getting better. And I know that God's grace is sufficient. I love the way Ellen White puts it, you know, in a really an outstanding reference. In Ministry of Healing, page 248 and 249, Ellen White says this: those who surrender their lives to his guidance and to his service will never be placed in a position for which he has not made provision. Wherever you find yourself today, wherever you are in the journey of life, whatever pain or suffering you may be going through, there is no place that you will ever be at that God has not already made provision before you ever got there. Whatever our situation, notice whatever our situation, if we are doers of the word, we have a guide to direct our way. Whatever our perplexity, we have a sure counselor. Whatever our sorrow, bereavement, or loneliness, we have a sympathizing friend. To me, that is incredible good news, that whatever we are going through, Jesus is there by our side. We never have to bear anything that he has not already borne in our behalf. Now, there's a fourth thing about pain. I think I needed this lesson more than anything else. Pain slows you down. It does. Pain causes you to think deeply about life and spirituality. My life is one of busyness, constant speaking appointments, constant writing, constant Zoom conferences, constant administrative details. And one thing this pain does for me, there were a period of weeks I couldn't do anything. I mean, I was in such pain that I could not speak. I couldn't do public appearances. That's one of the reasons, incidentally, why we've had such a long time before I've given you another video like this, because I was in such pain. But what pain does is it slows you down. And what it did for me was really reaffirm the truth of James chapter 4 and Psalm 46. You know, in James chapter 4, the Bible puts it this way, James the fourth chapter. Hebrews, James chapter 4. And I look there at verse 17, and the Bible puts it this way, verse 13 and onward. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year thereby and sell and make a profit. In other words, come, and you who think you got your life all mapped out. Then he says, whereas you do not know that what will happen tomorrow. I certainly didn't know what's happened tomorrow. I thought I was going to go on a bike ride and ended up on my back and with a terrible injury. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little time and vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wish, we will live and do this or that. Now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him that does to do good and does it not, it's sin. So here, what James is saying here is that our life is like a vapor. When I was lying on my back, that's really what I began to think about, how quick life is. And lying there, I began to make some eternal decisions that this year I certainly want to come much closer to Jesus. You know, in Psalm 46, verse 1, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. Where is the very present help? In trouble. Then it says at the end, Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. And I said, okay, in a life of rush and hurry, in a life of tension, worry, and anxiety, in a life where I'm already always doing, I want to be still and know that I'm God. And I made a commitment that this year I would read through the 5 books in the Conflict of the Ages series by Ellen White, the great controversy theme, Patriarchs and Prophets, Prophets and Kings, Desire of Ages, Acts of the Apostles, and the Great Controversy. Each book is about 700 pages. That's 3,500 pages. I have read already this year Desire of Ages. I've read Prophets, Patriarchs and Prophets, and I'm now on Prophets and Kings. I think within the first 7 months of the year, I've read those 5 books. Then I'll go back and restudy them again and again. One thing that pain has done for me is it slowed me down, made me think more seriously about life, and it's made me reflect more on life. So what are the lessons that we have in pain? Lesson number one, no matter how healthy you think you are, you're still feeble. Cherish your health. Embrace your health. Preserve your health. Secondly, when we go through suffering, recognize that God is going to comfort us so that we can comfort others, and also we can be more sensitive to the sufferings of Christ. Thirdly, we have nothing to bear that Christ has not already borne. And fourthly, let your pain slow you down. Let your pain keep you from rushing through life without recognizing how feeble and how frail and how quick life goes by. There's a fifth aspect. Pain helps you, and I've alluded to that in point number 4. Pain helps you to focus on the things that are really eternal, knowing that this life will soon pass away. The Apostle Paul sends this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, again, verse 16 to 18. And I think to me, this is probably the most precious lesson that I have been learning, and that is God is focusing my attention more and more on eternity. He's focusing my attention more and more on this longing. He's placing within my heart a much greater longing for heaven than I've ever had before, because I recognize the fragility of life. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 to 18, Paul says, therefore, we do not lose heart. In pain, we do not lose heart. In suffering, we do not lose heart. In sickness, we do not lose heart. In sorrow, we do not lose heart. Therefore, we do not lose heart. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Even though our outward man is perishing. So my outward man was really suffering with pain. The outward man is perishing. Yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For the light affliction, whatever we go through in this life, it's light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So pain works for us. Pain works for us a far more exceeding weight of glory. While we do not look at things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. We look beyond what is to what will be. We look beyond today to tomorrow. We look beyond time to eternity. Pain and suffering give you that opportunity to long for heaven. Like John says, I saw the New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. And I saw new heavens and a new earth. The New Jerusalem is a bride adorned for her husband. And the former things were passed away, and there was no more sickness, suffering, pain, heartache, or death. And Jesus says, I make all things new. Revelation chapter 21, Jesus says, one day pain is going to be over. One day sorrow is going to be over. One day suffering is going to be over. One day heartache is going to be over. Fanny Crosby, the blind hymn writer, wrote a wonderful little poem called Blessed, Blessed Forever. And she says, only a little while, sowing and reaping. Only a little while of vigil keeping. Then we shall gather home, no more to sever. Clasped in eternal love, blessed and blessed forever. Only a little while, heartbreak and sorrow. Dark though the night may be, cloudless the morrow. Only a little while, earth ties to sever. then in our fatherland, blessed, blessed forever, only a little while, shadow and sadness, then in eternity, sunshine and gladness, only a little while, then o'er the river, home, rest, and victor palm, life and joy forever. If you are going through suffering, if you're going through heartache, if you're going through disappointment, grasp the reality that it's only going to be a little while. And let this affliction that you're going through draw you closer to Jesus. Recognize that he's there by your side to strengthen you, to encourage you, to give you hope. Recognize that he'll never allow you to suffer more than you can are able. Let this be a time when you're flat on your back to look up to him and grasp the reality that one day soon he's going to come to take you home. And there'll be no more sickness or suffering or heartache or pain. Let's pray. Father in heaven, how we thank you that you don't abandon us in suffering. You don't abandon us in pain. You don't abandon us in heartache. That you are there by our side to give us hope and encouragement. Help us to rest in you, to be secure in your love, to be strengthened by your might. And though the outer man perish, like the Apostle Paul, may our inner man be renewed day by day. And may this light affliction lead us to eternal glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.